Father God, we want to thank you for this day. And Father, we just want to bless your name. Father, we just want to say thank you for everything that you're doing in our life and everything that you are about to do. Father, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for this prophetic prayer, this midnight call that you have ordained, that you have called your people name by name to come and be a part. Father, we just give your name the praise on this day. Father, we just want to thank you, even as we move forward in your name and in your glory. Father, we say, let thy will be done in and through our lives. Father, we declare and decree, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we are people of purpose, and we are people that are anointed to do your job and to do that which you have called us to walk into. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare victory in our life. We declare in the name of Jesus, favor. We declare that all shall be well as we move forward according to your will and according to your purpose. Father God, we just want to thank you once again for that which you're going to do on this call today, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're causing the captive to be set free. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare freedom. We declare liberty. We declare healing for the lives of your people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say, let thy will be done, not just in us, Father, but Father, let thy will be done in our circumstances, in our job, in our family, in our children. Let thy will be done, not our will, but let thy perfect and divine will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for every household that's represented here, Lord. To your name be the glory and the praise now and forevermore. In the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Prophet Sam, just put the line on so we can start praying in the
by pressing the star
Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you, for this is the day that you've made. We rejoice and we're glad in it, Father God. We thank you for guiding us continually with your eye. We thank you, Lord, that you're satisfying our soul in drought and making fat our bones. We thank you, Lord, that wealth and riches are in our house. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We bless you, O God, that you have delivered us from the curse of the law. You've delivered us from poverty. You delivered us from sickness. You delivered us from spiritual death. For poverty, you've given us wealth. For sickness, you've given us health. And for death, you've given us eternal life. We thank you, Lord, that you have risen against the enemy and that they will come against us one way and flee seven ways, because you promise to fight against those that Ebosha that fight against us. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against us shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you deliver us from our enemies. You deliver us from the violent man. You deliver us from all weapons of destruction. We thank you, Lord God, that victory is on every side. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration from every sickness and disease, restoration from lack, restoration from destruction, restoration from broken relationships, broken promises, broken dreams, God. We call forth restoration, Lord God, in every family, Lord, healing and deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we bless our leaders. We lift them up, Lord God, and we call forth strength unto them, Lord. We strengthen their hands tonight. Oh, Rabba, Resheke Biosa. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Father God, I bless your name, and I thank you for this time and this space, Father God, to fellowship and prayer with my brothers and sisters, Father God, under your name, Christ. I thank you, Father God, that we have the opportunity to stand in this space where there isn't a voice, Father God, for the people who can't, Father God. I'm asking you just to give favor in court situations right now, Father God, closure and favorable situations, Father God, for my sisters and even brothers who are dealing with a system right now, Father God. I'm asking you for healing in their bodies, Father God, from the crown of the head to the tip of the toes, Father God. I'm asking you, God, Father God, the touch of the woman's womb even in this situation, in this hour, Father God, canceling out fibroid tumors and cysts in the bodies, Father God. Bring to us, Father God, a way, Father God, of learning to eat better, Father God, mentors in eating even habits, Father God. I want to thank you, God, for you turning the situations around and families are being saved, Father God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for the families that are coming to you, Father God, as their families are connected on this line, standing in the gap. We thank you already. We give everything over to you, everything over to you, everything, and release the stress, that there's peace in our mind, peace in our sleep, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, to let the mentors show up for the young men and women, Father God, so they won't be distracted by what they think is the thing, but Father God, they will be awakened, for you are the ultimate thing, Father God, inside of them, Father God. I thank you, God, and I thank you for the elders, Father God, even sitting next to our mother, Jordan, today, even just learning things, Father God. I thank you for every opportunity to be in the presence of the elders. Father God, just touch the families who've lost someone in this day, Father God, in this hour. We continue to give your name the praise, for you can do everything. You can do everything, God, and we bless your name for it. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And even so, God, we continue to praise you. We continue to honor you, God. And by the blood of Jesus, we thank you right now for covering us, God. And we thank you for cleansing us, God, from old and bringing us into the new mercies, God, into the new grace, Father God. We honor you and we worship you, Father God, for this sacred space and this sacred place, God, that has been orchestrated by the leadership of our beloved angels of this house, Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenor Jordan and First Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, we thank you for their children. We thank you, Father God, for the grandchildren. We thank you, Father, even for the angels that gave them birth. Father God, we thank you for Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan, and we thank you for Pastor Mother Mary, Prophetess Mary Berrien, God. We thank you so much, Father God, for those, my God, even that name. And God, I just pray a special prayer for Prophet Aaron's daughter, God. Thank you for touching her right now, God. And we thank you for your divine will and purpose being done in that baby's life. And God, right now, I thank you so much, God, that you're helping us to understand and realize what is most important, God, to be thankful for that, that you've given us, God. Father, we know that you're perfecting everything that concerns us. And, God, we just want to praise you right now for all the miracles that are happening in our midst, God. We just want to thank you for all the praise reports that keep flooding in, God, as we keep bringing our petitions before you, our prayers before you, Father God, as one we come, Father God. And we're just thanking you, God, for the breakthroughs. We're thanking you, Father God, for the answered prayers, Father God, for truly, Lord God, you've taken us through the fire. But, Lord God, we thank you, God, that we're still alive to tell the testimony that we go through the fire but not been burned, not even smelling like smoke. Father God, we thank you right now. We render old patterns and habits that no longer serve us as obsolete. And, Father God, we thank you for the new quality of being, hallelujah, and becoming, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your hand, hallelujah, that's upon each and every person that's connected to this house, God, every ministry that's connected to this house, God, every partner, every moderator, God, every person under the sound of our voice. Father, we thank you. You know what the prayers, the requests are, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for meeting every need, God, for touching every heart and healing everyone that's hurting, God. You know what the needs are. And we press in and we place our inner ear to your heartbeat, God, and in the alignment of your word. And we fix our energies to receive, perceive, and communicate who we really are. And now, Lord God, we let go of every aspect of limitation, and we allow the Holy Spirit the opportunity to fill that space in us with your divine brilliance. And God, we thank you right now. We be careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praises. We continue to move forward in your grace. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, in Jesus' name, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father, for the blood being applied to our hearts. We thank you for the blood that will cover our life, cover our family, cover, Lord, this ministry, Father, Zoe ministry, and the globalization of the prophetic. We thank you for divine increase, Father. We thank you for the anointing that will rest upon every line and every, my God, cyberspace, my God. Lord, that our voices will go forth as trumpets, echoing your word, my God, through the nation, in the name of that you are sovereign God. And we thank you, Father, you are Jehovah Elroy, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. We thank you, Father, that, Lord, our strength is renewed like an eagle. And we thank you, Father, for, Lord, that your grace and your favor will come to rest upon even Lord Archbishop Eberna Jordan and Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, my God, in the quest to the globalization of the prophetic, my God, the training of the prophet, the coaching, my God, the mentoring, my God, even Lord, the teaching, my God, is taking place even now concerning the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the understanding of us as your people, my God, being open to receive, my God, what you're saying, Father, as your word declare, my God, believe the Lord our God, so shall we be established. Believe his prophets, my God, so shall we be prosper. And you desire, Father, that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So we pray for divine health and wholeness, my God, and completion. In the divine, my God, that you're touching, my God, those who are sick and afflicted in body. That, Father, you will bring situation and turn it around for your glory, Father. Because your word declared that you know the thoughts you think towards us, my God, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give us expected end. And we thank you, Father, everywhere, Lord, our foot have trodden, my God, you said that it shall be ours. Even you have just spoken it to Joshua. And we thank you for still bringing down, my God, the Jericho walls, round about every home, round about every nation. And, Father, assign your angels on a mighty assignment, my God, to guide us and to keep us. Father, even though when we are resting, my God, let your presence, my God, saturate our very being, saturate our very spirit, and lead us and guide us continue. Thank you for the open doors, my God. Thank you, Father, for making the unknown known, Father, through your secret that you continue to reveal to your servants, the prophets. And we give you the glory and the praise and the honor and adoration for families you are touching and families you are covering, my God.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. You may not hear everyone on the call. You will be prompted when the conference is reconnected.
Father God,
this conference has been reconnected.
We thank you for a divine hedge of protection, Father God, that you're releasing even over our lives and over our families' lives, Father God. We thank you for new job opportunities. We thank you for creative ideas, Father God. Father God, we thank you right now because we know that all of the promises of your word, Father God, are yea and amen. Father God, we thank you because we know that you are granting us even in this season double for our trouble. Father God, we thank you because we know that your word begins to say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the one who takes refuge to him. Father God, we thank you for your refuge. We thank you for being a strong tower, Father God, that we may run to it, Father God, and be covered. Father God, we thank you for your arrow of deliverance, Father God. We thank you for setting a table before us, before our enemies, Father God. Father God, we thank you for you arising even now and all of your enemies being scattered even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you because we know that the things that you do, Father God, the things that you continue to do for each and every one of us, Father God, for our children, for their schooling, Father God, the things that you do for our loved ones, Father God, touch each and every relationship, touch each and every marriage, Father God, even now. Father God, we ask for healness, wholeness, and completion, Father God, even now. We decree it and declare it, Father God. We declare even settling matters of the heart even now, Father God. Father God, fix the brokenhearted, Father God. Father God, turn their eyes and heart back to you, Father God, so that they may know that you are the true and living God, Father God. Father God, we thank you even now for touching and want to lift up, Father God, even my spiritual brother, Father God, Prophet Cecil Smart, Father God. We humbly bring him before you now, Father God, and we ask that you continue to strengthen him, Father God, and strengthen his walk with you, Father God. Father God, we thank you for even touching my siblings, Father God. We thank you for touching even your daughter, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, even now, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, even in our jobs, Father God. We thank you for elevation, Father God. We thank you for elevation in this season, Father God. We thank you for removing debts, Father God, in this season, Father God. So we thank you now. We decree and declare and we see it done. We thank you for your everlasting love. We love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And we thank you for your everlasting mercy, your everlasting grace, peace, love, and kindness, Father God, that you abound to each and every one of us, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, in spite of, in the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we just come before you tonight, and we thank you for another opportunity to come together and pray. We thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. We thank you for all the souls that have come together to pray for others on tonight, Lord God. We ask that you touch their homes, Lord God. Touch their families. Touch the parents. Touch the children, Lord God. Touch everyone's minds in this season, Lord God. Touch our hearts, Lord God. Touch our hearts towards our neighbors, towards one another. Let us love one another again, Lord God. And Father God, on tonight, we just ask you to even be with those who are dealing with abusive relationships in this season, Lord God. Touch their hearts, touch their minds, turn cold hearts warm to those who love the Lord, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching our businesses. Thank you for touching our connections in this season. Touch our business partners. Father God, we thank you for touching our bosses and our employers in this season, Lord God. Touch their minds, touch their hearts.
Father God, we thank you for our children in this season. We thank you for covering them as they go to school in this time, Lord God. We thank you for touching their teachers and for touching their crossing guards and for touching their schoolmates in this time, Lord God. We thank you for all of the miraculous things that you are doing even now, Lord God. We thank you for healing in this season, Lord God. Touch the body in this season, Lord God. Heal any achy bones. Open any closed and tight arteries in this season, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for right connections in this season. We thank you for putting us in the right place at the right time and having our words heard by the right people, Father God. We thank you for ordering our steps in this season, Father God. We thank you for all of the miraculous things you're doing even now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, I come to you with an open heart. I come to you with an open mind. I come to you with open eyes. I come to you with open ears to hear your word, to see your miracles and your blessings and your breakthroughs that you have done in our lives. I come to you with a voice, God. I cry out to you and I say thank you. I say thank you to all the things that you've been doing in our lives and in our family's lives, God. Father God, right now I ask that you continue to cover and to favor each and every one on this call. Continue to favor and cover their loved ones, to continue and to favor and cover our children, God. Cover them when they're walking to school. Cover them when they're transporting from one area to another, God. Father God, I ask that you guide them and direct them and making sure that they have right people that is being connected to them. Anything that looks not like you, God, not looking in that positive way, God, we ask that it is canceled and that is removed, God. Send your angels of protection around us and around our children and our family, God. Father God, I lift up our school teachers and our schools, God, that you even will touch them and to be able to even teach our children, God. Father God, I lift up the hospital, God. I lift up all those that are dealing with different things in their bodies, God, that they are healed, that we are healed in the body of Christ, God. We are strong in the body of Christ, and we thank you, God, for all of those things. We thank you, God, that you have rooted us in your love. We thank you, God, that you have favored us, God. We thank you, God, that you have given us your word and that we are able to stand firm in it. We thank you, God, that you have canceled all wants out of our lives, God, and that we have the double increase and the double prosperity and the double victory in our lives, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for every breakdown that you have given us, because at the end we know that is a breakthrough, God. And we thank you, God, for the breakthrough. We thank you, God, for every time you have favored us in those times of need, God, where you have just stepped in, God. We thank you, God, for when you have sent your angels of protection around us. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your tranquility. We thank you, God, for your increase and your peace of mind that you continue to give us. We thank you, God, for the favor and the love and the joy, God, that you have given to us to share with each and every one. We thank you, God, that you are able to trust us with millions and to bless the kingdom of God, to do your work in the kingdom of God. Father God, I even lift up every business entrepreneur, God, that you send new, fresh ideas, God. New ideas that generate millions, God. New ideas that take us to the top. God, send your inspirational angels, God. Send the angels of prosperity around us, God. Let us be able to touch those that are connected to us, that they are able to see your glory in each and one of us and in our lives, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for our loved ones and our siblings, God. Father God, I even thank you, God, for our elderly, that you even do a special covering them, God. Send your angels to guide them, God. Send it, God. And Father God, anything that is not like you, God, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our debt. We plead the blood of Jesus of any sickness. We plead the blood of Jesus of anything that is not like you, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our finances and over our kids, God. We thank you, God, for every spouse and even our marriage and our unity together, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for letting us to speak your word, God. We lift up every church and our leadership, God, and we thank you, God, for them, God. We thank you, God, that you have already called us to be leaders and to be global community leaders, that we are able to lead the people of God and lead the people in the world, God, to you and back to you.
and to Christ, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We give you all the praise and all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that because, Father, we know that it will not be by might nor by power, but, Father God, it's going to be by your Spirit, Father. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. We say, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Father, we thank you, Lord, for rising up, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for causing us to be victorious in everything we put our hands to do, Father. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Father, for everything that you are working things out for you. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're lifting us up in that honorable shelter. In spite of what the enemy might desire or want to do, we thank you, Holy Ghost, that even as we go into this day, Lord, that thy will be done. We thank you, Holy Ghost, as we move forward in this day, Father. We thank you for safety and we thank you for protection. We thank you, Lord, even as we travel among the hedges and the highways. We thank you, Lord, that your angels have already surrounded us and brought forth divine protection for your glory and for your name's sake. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we move forward in this new day, this Thursday that you have called us to walk into. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that our footsteps are going to be ordered by you. We thank you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you bring him about favor. We thank you, Holy Ghost, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for you being on our side and that you're leading us into different places and different avenues, Lord. Father, cause our light to shine for the world to see and to know that there is an answer and you are that answer. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Father, for creativity. We thank you, Lord, even as we move forth in our businesses and legal matters. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, because, Father, you said for us to be wise as a serpent but yet harmless as a dove. We thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. We thank you for your knowledge. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing that's going to navigate us even as we move forward in today's. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. Cause us to be witnesses for your glory, Lord. Cause us to begin to rise up and speak thy word in the matchless name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray for every household, for every individual that's on this call on today. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're working miracles in their stead. You're giving them and bringing about new opportunities for your glory, Father. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you're shifting things around, even because shift happens. But, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are the great shifter, and you're shifting and you're turning things around in our favor. And, Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, that whatever we are supposed to do today, Father, Father, cause us and allow us to accomplish everything that you have allowed us to do, Father. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch those that are homeless, those that are sick, those that are bedridden, those that have lost their mind, those that are incarcerated. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for them. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would give them a mind, Father, to move forward, Father, that you would lift them up and you would bring forth healing for your glory and for your name's sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The prophet Naomi, we want to thank God for everyone that has been on this call tonight.
Yes.
We give God praise and we give God glory. Though there's a shaking in the heavens when the phone is acting up, we know that God is busy and God is working. And we don't take that lightly because we're going to continue doing what God has called us to do for this prophetic midnight prayer call. So thank you, family, once again. I love you to life. May you have a most blessed day and experience things that you never experienced for the glory of God. Amen. So, Prophet Naomi, I'm going
thank
to speak
you, Pastor, God
so that
bless
you can move
you.
Forward. Thank you, one and all. Amen. Peace and blessings.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you. All right, people of God, right before, I'm so happy we are right at 12:30. We're ending. Just want to give any announcements. We will be back here at 9 a.m. with our Archbishop, our Master Prophet. He will be back here at 9 a.m., so join him. All right, is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets? Please do so.
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica. I just wanted to announce that tomorrow, well, today at noon, we'll have Pop Life Radio Show. It'll be Theocracy Thursday with your host, Prophetess Deanna, myself, and Prophet Joshua. We look forward to seeing you all there.
Amen, amen. And this is Prophet Joshua, Prophetess Naomi, and I don't want the people of God to forget. Mark down in your calendar the dates of June 9th and June 10th. The Master Prophet, we will be hosting our men's conference, our first men's conference in over 10 years. So come and join us at 310 Riverside Drive, June 9th, June 10th. And it's free admissions for all men of all ages. So tell a friend, tell a son, a cousin, tell a neighbor, come and join us. It's a men's only conference. Thank you.
Amen. So people of God, if you know any men out there that are in the New York City area or just on the fly up, take a bus. I know it's going to be happening in the month of June, and special guest is going to be there, some really heavy hitters. So definitely let every man in your life know to come right on out and to join us. Also want to let everyone know, next week Friday, we are going to be back here on the live conference call, but we're going to be doing it Facebook Live, and we want to get over 200 people on the call. So we want you to share it, let everyone know, and anyone that is going to be doing any prayer times in there to let us know so we can definitely shout it out. And it's going to be a pajama prayer call, and we want you to post your pictures and let people know. All right, we want to thank you all for being on the call, and I'm going to say good night, God bless, and we love you all, and we'll see you back here at 11:55. Good night.